Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, October 12th. Local early morning temperature range is tight and a lot of places share the lowest temperature of 44 degrees from Arkville to New Baltimore. Today, the gradient is vertical with the high point coming in at 48 degrees in Hunter. Don't believe me? Drive on out there yourself. Regional average soil temperature is 53 degrees. Closest possible snowfall today is 1,200 miles away near Lake Winnipeg in Manitoba. Another foggy morning, likely clearing out by 9 a.m. Skies will cloud over by the afternoon and we will see a high of 70 degrees at 3 p.m. Overnight temperatures fall to 55 degrees and some rain may fall before dawn. Tomorrow, rain continues and gets stronger in the afternoon. Wind gusts are going to make it to the 30s, so branches will be falling. We'll get a high of 69 degrees at 3 p.m. Overnight, more rain and a couple bangs of thunder as temperatures fall to 51 degrees. Friday, rain stops by daylight and we'll see a high of 67. Saturday is looking nice and sunny with a high of 64. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 5:13 a.m., low tide at 11:39 a.m., high tide at 5:32 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 60 degrees and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 6:07 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:00 a.m. Looking way up, we see a coronal mass ejection impact could be felt today, causing some minor geomagnetic disturbances. X-class flare chances are at 10%, and solar wind speed is currently 374.2 kilometers per second at 3.2 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 15 MHz till dark, with fair conditions for all and good conditions below 8 MHz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 72. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate, who remind you it's drive time and I'm not talking rush hour. If my voice is coming through your good old-fashioned, ubiquitous, and reliable radio, that's because of our radio tower. Help keep that happening by heading on over to WGXC.org and clicking donate to help us charge up that radio tower.